Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Lego. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. It's the most dangerous podcast on the planet.
I can see the comments for the first time.
Yeah.
Marcy says hi.
Welcome.
Have you guys been able to see the comments entire time?
We always can, yeah. We always can. Jess just can't.
But now you're part of it.
Now I can finally see.
Yay.
Marcy, throw in another. Hi, yeah! Oh, wait.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, winky face. Oh, my God.
That was so funny.
This is so fun.
Isn't that exciting?
Wait, this is bad. Maybe I shouldn't have the comments.
I
want to do. Isabella, yeah.
Okay, no, this will turn into a very annoying podcast.
Oh, my God, I love the comments.
So welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, y'all. Appreciate you being here. In case you've never been here for an Uncensored before, Jess, how does this work?
It's like the close friends feature on Instagram where you only show a certain amount of people like all of the things, and that's like the vibe and the energy that we place on Uncensored.
Yeah, so if you're here, just know like we're giving y'all the scoop. This is not the kind of stuff like they don't just don't, you know what I mean? Like just know this is like the intimate side of things that we're going to be sharing with y'all. So just know what you're getting yourselves into. Don't be wilding out. Don't be like coming to us and being like you just know. Just behave yourself. If you're gonna be over here, just behave yourself. Okay, fair enough. That's kind of the rules, you know what I mean? Y'all, I don't know if I'm just over women completely. I just feel like I've given up on ever making love to a woman ever again.
Oh,
I really do. I don't know if I have the ability to. I don't even know where I'd start. I don't even know how that works anymore. I really don't.
When you say making love, do you mean like legitimately just like having sex with someone or like having, but or like, are you being honest about like actually making love? Like you're fine with like having sex and not caring? Or you genuinely mean like just in general?
I'm genuinely so scared.
To have sex?
I just don't know that I even have. Okay, Jess, you've known me for a long time. Jess is literally seen my trajectory of women, right? So yeah. I was married, right? I can tell you there at the end, I was definitely having zero sexual
relations.
It was like a zero baseline, right? And then no, we're taking the comments away.
No,
we can't
leave it.
Because if you're listening to this, it's gonna be so annoying.
I'm watching, paying
maybe.
Attention.
Okay, so baseline zero, then I get divorced, and then we go up to the top of the bell curve. I kind of went overboard.
You're being a hoe. Yeah.
Right. It went through my hoe phase, right? Hoe phase. And then like now we're kind of going back down to the absolute bottom barrel zero again, right? So like now I'm afraid. I don't even know how to do. I feel like I've been at the bottom again so long. I don't know how to even get back up. I don't even know how it works. And I'll tell you, this is how long and weird it's been. The dry spell has been now that like it's like not even in my like wheelhouse of how to even like get back on it. And I'll explain. So tomorrow, Thursday, the 5th of June is the release of the Nintendo Switch 2, which I am very excited about. Whatever your nerdy childhood thing is, like Jess is a Disney person, I'm a Nintendo person. Charlotte, what's your like, do you have like a nerdy childhood thing that you
theater?
Like? Theater?
Musical?
Okay. Yes, musical. Like Charlotte's a musical kid. Like, so whatever your thing is, like tomorrow will be my day. There's not been a new Nintendo system in 7 years. Like I am so pumped, right? Now, let's rewind the plot a little bit. This would have been Jess's birthday. So what was that, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. It must have been, yeah, I got a DM on your birthday. Thank you, by the way, from a very attractive young woman. I think she must have probably was listening to the live that we were doing.
How young?
Found our Instagram. 32, not too much.
Acceptable.
Young. Yeah, she's barely making the cut, but she's in there. She But like, very like,
like she's a baddie.
Baddie.
Okay.
Like for me, like, baddie.
You said, oh,
got like eyes popping out of my head. Like, yeah, like, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Uh-huh. Like,
yes. We get it.
A very attractive young lady.
Yes.
Yes.
So we've been like trying to like
chat.
We've been chatting.
Yeah.
She has. Well, I guess more the problem is.
Are you scared to hang out
finally,
with her?
Well, it's not that. We finally got to the phase of like, because it's only been a couple of weeks. We finally like, well, we should hang out. Well, here's the problem is next week, I'm
gone
out of town.
Mm.
The week after, she's going to Italy for a fucking month.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So like basically for the next 5 weeks,
it's over.
And like, it's not going to happen, right? It's just not after that.
Well, it's just, I mean, no matter what, it's just going to be on pause. You guys aren't going to be interacting. So it's either you hang out now
or
you literally pause and like
reconnect.
But I kind of
like that because like the anticipation building, it's kind of hot.
Well, it is fun. That is fun.
The only real opportunity that we would have to hang out with both of our schedules combined would be tomorrow night. Okay.
Do it.
So,
yeah.
Oh, but I see the issue here though. I see the issue in priorities where you're like, damn, I must be fucked up because I would so much rather be playing with this Nintendo Switch than the possibility of being with this girl.
The Switch comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah,
I have been waiting 7 years.
Yeah.
For the new Nintendo Switch. Now, Jess, you know me for a long time. If this was Kramer of 2018, I'd throw that goddamn Nintendo out the fucking window and light it on fire and not think twice.
Yeah, and go hang out with this girl.
I wouldn't think twice. We drop the show. I'd quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be nothing to get in the way. I am so excited about this Nintendo.
But it's not even an option.
I don't think I could not choose the Nintendo tomorrow.
Is she cool? Does she want to play Nintendo with him?
No, he can't do that with somebody else.
Okay.
I'm like, he needs to be in the zone. I'm
like
so excited to play this Nintendo that like I don't think
the
I can
Nintendo
hang out.
And like I think what's funny is the Nintendo's not going anywhere. It will be there on Friday.
I know it will be there on Friday, and it will be there when I get back. But if I don't play it the day it comes out, like I swear to y'all, I'll be sitting with this woman tomorrow night, and I'll be like,
just thinking about Nintendo.
Like, let's hurry this up. Like let's like
which but, could potentially ruin.
Yeah,
like ruin what it could actually be.
Yeah, because it could be cool.
Is that not ridiculous though? Like if I completely lost every ounce, y'all. This is no lie. I talked about this on More Mama's Boy, my supplementary podcast. I literally had, and this is not a normal thing for me recently. I had four women ask me out last week. Four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Four. This is not me bragging. This doesn't typically
good
happen.
Good week for you.
This is not me typically happen. Four women asked me out last week, and I turned every single one of them down.
Nintendo?
Not for Nintendo, but I just said no. I don't know, but this one literally, y'all, this woman.
Oh, okay. We talked about this a little bit. Okay.
So insanely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally am saying,
Is there a vibe?
Are you connected?
Oh, my God. Like, so, I mean, from what I can tell over text, I mean, it's only literally been DM and text messages.
But clearly not something enough for you to be like a different type of excited. Like you're excited to be talking to her, but you're not necessarily excited about the connection because it's still early.
I just really want to play the Nintendo so much more than go. I mean, it could be, I mean, it, literally, if she was like, I'm going to make the sweetest of love to you, sir, with like, no, it's going to be the best love you're ever going to make. I still think I might choose the Nintendo, which like, what is wrong with me?
Well, okay, here's my thing is I don't want you to think that like there's a massive issue. I think you're just in a different place in life and your priorities are different. Here's the deal though. Here's the deal. I think it would be more of a massive issue if like this had started like sooner and you had like a legitimate connection and you knew this person and like she wanted to, you know, invite you to her friends and you were like, yo, I have to play Nintendo.
Oh, you're saying if I knew her and now all of a sudden I was like, oh, sorry, girl.
That's why I don't, I mean, yes, you are excited, but you don't you still don't have enough to be excited about.
It's the Nintendo,
which is why you're more so invested in the Nintendo, because you've been talking about that shit every day. So I think it would almost be like, bro, we need to talk about something, and you know, whatever. If you actually had something with this person and you were like, I'm not going to go invest in you and like meet your friends or meet your family or like be there for you for whatever,
because,
so I could play this
Nintendo
game.
Yeah.
Right now, you don't know this person.
Right. That's okay. Valid.
And
but
it's like,
but I'm just saying. No, go ahead, Charlie. Go ahead.
No, are you sure?
No, please.
It's also like, you've already started a commitment with the Nintendo, if you think about
it.
Like,
I mean,
you
it
put
is
in
my true love. It is my true love.
Her up.
That's
like,
so true. That's
you
so true.
You kind
yeah.
of like are honoring the
saga.
Commitment you've already made to Miss Nintendo.
But like, is that ridiculous that I'm choosing a video game over an actual connection with a human? Is it like unhealthy? Because there's part of me that's like,
I think if the connection was like, I think if you were invested, like legitimately, I think that you would go. And I'm not trying to discredit the conversations that you guys have been having, but clearly it's in the beginning, and clearly it's like low key. And if it was like a level up, I think you'd be more inclined to explore.
Because it's in the place where it could be great, but it also could be not. So it's like, you know, you're going to have a great night playing Nintendo.
You're also in like the whatever phase. I feel like
I am in the whatever phase.
Which is fine.
I guess, but
I
miss being in like the not whatever phase.
But you're not, and that's not something you can force. But I think that's the thing. Like, you can't force that. Like, if you weren't in the whatever phase, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
It's so weird not looking for women anymore. Like, I've spent so much of my last 7 years, like, just looking for women, looking for women attention, looking for sex, looking for who's the next. Oh my God, is this not even just in like a sexual partner way, but just in like a, is she the one? Is she, do I need to date her? Like, I'm so focused right now on finding friendship that like I could really care. I mean, I don't want to say I couldn't care less, because there's definitely a part of me that would like to have a
care.
Relationship.
It's just different on the priority list.
It's just
list.
Not. It's like, it's a 5 out of 10 for me. Maybe even a 4.
I also
maybe
think
a
it's
4.
The level of connection. Because like when you say, like, yeah, I think you've been on this deal of like actively searching. But even when you've been actively searching, it's not like you were actively searching for the thing that it needed to be. You were just searching
for
females, whatever.
Females.
Right. So I think right now you're kind of, I think that also probably coincides with the fact that you're so invested on having strong friendships too.
Yeah.
Because that's what's more important to you right now.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, and that's also going to lead into you actually finding your partner, your next partner.
That's true. But here's the question. So what do I tell her?
No.
So I say I'm busy and just.
Yeah, you just say I can't. And like after you
packing.
Get back from Italy, I think what you do is.
Because she thought I was here next week. So she tried to make it for next week. And I was like, I can't. Oh, I'm gone next week. How about the week after? And she's like, I'm literally gone for the whole night. Her grandparents live over there. And so I was like,
lucky.
I was like, I was trying to figure it out.
Just say
Thursday,
like, obviously, like a vacation. Let's reconnect after the fact. And
bro,
I can't wait to hear about all of
your. Can you do it?
But
give
me
a little Thursday dinner.
That's the switch.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that is tomorrow.
Yeah,
wait, so what's wrong with Friday?
It's right before I leave. I got to get packed and everything. Because I literally fly out.
What's wrong with today?
Yeah, a cheeky little today.
She couldn't do today.
Honestly,
Thursday was our only option when we were looking at it.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Friday.
You guys don't need to be like,
no, it's
just
fine.
Like pause.
It's just funny because literally, like, when I sat there and looked at my schedule and I was like, I mean, I could technically do it. Like, I'm free, but like, I really just want to play that Nintendo.
No, you've been
so
excited.
Bad. Thank you. Okay, thank
and
you for
I
this
don't
validation.
Think it's lame. Like, I think if it was like a pattern of antisocial behavior, like if you'd had it for like months and you're like,
well, I
could go on a date or I could sit at home alone with my Nintendo, like then I'd be like, bestie. But like, I think in this specific case,
because of everything that has led up to tomorrow, all the things you've been doing in preparation
so
for tomorrow,
much. I've worked so hard
has
for this
been
day.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It's been pretty intense.
I think you're good.
I needed to hear
this. We're here to validate.
I was really feeling so nerdy. Okay, thank you. Jess has been putting off something for the past five years?
Yeah.
Really avoiding doing something. But this weekend, she's going to face it head on. But like, how will this turn out? Let's talk about it right after the break.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you nervous about it?
Not anymore, no.
No? But you were?
Yes.
What's happening?
Garage Boy and I are going to San Diego on Friday for the first time in 5 years.
Wow.
I didn't realize you were like, it was like an avoidance thing.
Mm-hmm. The last time we were there, it was pretty immediate after we moved, and it was for another friend's wedding. So I don't think like things had really like seeped in. I think I was just so excited to see family that like whatever was like sitting in my brain as far as like thoughts and feelings go didn't necessarily like settle. And I noticed that it's not like there, and also it's not like there have been like massive opportunities for me to go back to San Diego, because the issue is whenever I go back home, I have to go back to Stockton because that's where my family is.
Right.
And going and making that trip is a lot. So it's hard to do more so like fun leisure trips versus like if we're going to the West Coast, we're going to Stockton to see our family and utilizing that time versus like I do have like some family and friends in San Diego, but everyone is in Stockton. Mm. So it's not like I've had all of these opportunities to go, but right. It's like if there had been maybe like an option to like, should we stop there first and then make our way to Northern California or something like that? I think without really knowing, I might have been avoiding it. And I didn't necessarily know I was doing it, because just even the thought, it's like the longer I had been here and the more my life was moving forward in a different direction, whenever I would think of San Diego, my thoughts were a little different. Mm-hmm. And it's different because, so I lived there for 10 years and I love San Diego.
Yeah.
Not only because my family is there, and it's such a big part of my life and my upbringing. It's like my life, the different part of my life started there. Like my career started there.
Like your formative,
your fun years. Finding,
what years were you there? Like how old were you?
I had just turned 18 and I moved there.
Oh, so like literally like
the fun, the fun years of life. College, early 20s.
Yeah, years. And also like the first time I had ever had any sort of freedom and had to make decisions for myself. Because like growing up, my parents were like very restrictive on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And just learning about girlhood, everything. And I have so many fond memories about that. But then also, I was also involved in a very traumatic, heavy, like it's like that was happening at the same time while I was also in a relationship that took about 8 years of that time.
Yeah.
So and on and off of that time. And it was almost like the longer I was here and the more I was growing into myself, and it was like the last thing I wanted to do, I think, was go back there, because a part of me was just trying to maybe forget a lot of those things that happened.
Yeah.
With him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think so.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Forget what happened with him.
I think I just did not, like for some, there was like a part of it that like I really did not want to run into him. Like I was afraid to run into him.
And why?
Because I think that he represents a lot of things to me. I think at a certain point, I genuinely was gonna, like, I was considering, or I was in the middle of living a life that, like, I didn't recognize and was not mine at all.
Yeah.
To the point of, like, how I was treating myself, where I was living. I was very isolated. I just thought, like, that was the only life I was gonna have. I felt like I was living a double life of, like, whether I was at work and having this life here, and then what it felt like when I would go home and what I was experiencing and like allowing to happen to me and like involved in and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I even think too, there's like just even like imagery of like being on certain streets or in certain places of where I was too.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of feelings, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I think I was not at peace. It's almost like it's taken a long time for me to love the person I was and accept her for who she was at that time, mm-hmm. instead of being upset, mad, and embarrassed of her and my actions. Mm-hmm. And that involves my relationship with him and also the trouble I was getting into on my own with myself. Mm-hmm. Because there was like a lot of other things that were going on. I think for me, I've learned that whenever I go through anything like traumatic or like things are happening to me, I internalize it to where I'm not like outwardly lashing out. I'm lashing out at myself. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's just because that's all I can control. Yeah. And so I was just making bad decisions. I wasn't taking care of myself. Like, and even if like, you know, Charlotte, I saw a video that you posted on TikTok talking about how like you have a hard time or like your relationship with college is difficult because you connect that. So the same thing with me where it's like I went to college there, but like at this point I could, but there is a time that I wouldn't go back to that campus.
Yeah.
Because when I was there, there were like some of the worst, most difficult times of my life, and it was just so hard to even get there and get through it. A part of college, I was just trying to get fucking through it.
Yeah.
And so I think like I was just trying to pretend like my life there didn't happen, and like I didn't do the things that I did, and I wasn't with the person that I was with, and I didn't allow him to control so many different parts of my life and dictate my relationships, whether it was like my relationship with my career or my relationships with my family. And I don't know why I even connected it to like, I was embarrassed of that version of myself, and like I didn't want Gerald to be anywhere near that for some reason. Like I didn't want, you know,
and
I don't,
he's like so sacred to you, I feel yes. like. So you're like, I don't want any of this shit near. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it's like a part of me was like afraid to go there with him in case like I ran into, not even if I'm running into him, but like running into someone else who
right. even just like was old smells,
just different things.
No,
and like him seeing where I was at and who I was hanging out with and like what the fuck I was doing, you know? And I hate that because I love San Diego so much. It means so much to me. Our listeners mean so much to me there because they've
great.
Been through so much with us starting from there.
Right.
And so I did not realize, I think I was kind of avoiding having to go back there.
Yeah.
And now I love the fact that I'm really excited, and I don't like have that connection just because like now I appreciate what happened because there's so much of that needed to take place. Or I mean, there's no way that I would be here who I am, the person, without any of that. And so now I'm excited to like, for the first time, Garage Boy and I are going to San Diego as being married.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to enjoy that because that's also a lot of our relationship too. That's where I was living when we first started dating, when we were doing long distance.
Yeah.
And like, there's a picture that we have of us in our apartment that's framed, and like that's our first picture that we took together.
Didn't he live there too for a little bit?
So he lived there. He did live there, and we were there at the same time, but we didn't meet
right.
when he was there.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited to go back there and like make new memories. Obviously, like see all the people that I love and
right.
go to all of my favorite places that mean so much to me. But I'm happy to like that I feel that way about it now. But there was like a minute that I didn't feel that way.
What do you think changed? Why do you think like that your feelings changed or made you feel more comfortable about going back?
I guess.
You think it's time? Do you think it's growth? Do you think it's security with yourself? Like what?
I think it's a combination of all those things. I think it is time. I think it's priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like after getting married, and I don't know what this switch was within me, but I think it's like the certain things or situations or people that I feel like deserve that energy and time has completely shifted.
Yeah.
Because my life is so like I think what I have with Garage Boy, like you mentioned, Charlotte, is so sacred.
Yeah.
And I know what that kind of peace feels like.
Right.
Why don't I demand that from everything else in my life?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't I? If I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So
maybe it makes everything else feel less important than too. Like the other stuff maybe doesn't feel
the
as,
messiness
right.
of it. It's like, it's the messiness of it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you've got something really secure now. So it's like, the past is kind of the past, you know, and the past had to happen to kind of get you to this really cool place. So maybe it doesn't hurt like it did before.
It doesn't scare me as much.
It doesn't scare you, right. So you've got this really secure, because maybe if you didn't have this, I think that was one of my struggles with going back before was always like, I was really insecure with where our show was when I got here, because we were this really struggling show and like, I didn't feel good with who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back, and if people were ever like, well, how's the show going in Baltimore? And I'd have to be like, well, I mean, we came from this really successful show and then I got let go. And now we, you know, we're really fucking struggling over here. I didn't feel good about who I was. So I always felt insecure about going back. Now I go back, I'm a completely different person than I was 5 years ago.
You just didn't want to have those conversations.
I would feel really insecure about going back. Now, I haven't been back in years now, but like I'm a way more secure version of myself, which would make the experience of San Diego so different than it would have been 2-3 years ago, because I'm so different. And I think that's probably what you're experiencing, is you're such a different person than you were 2-3. I mean, you're so different
you know,
than who you were then. And I think you... I mean, think about who you were, you know, I mean, you are, you've grown so much, and you're not going to go back and experience. I think there's probably a little level of like PTSD of like, well, I'm excited actually next podcast when we talk to hear your version of how it goes, you know. I'm hoping it's all positive, but there may be moments that hurt, because I'm sure that like, even when I would go back, because I would travel back, there would be things that were really awesome, and there may be some things that would still like sting a little bit, you know, from the past. Yeah. And I think that's okay. I mean, that's what your history is. I mean, that's what it is, and it all shapes you into this awesome person that you become. And so I'm proud of you. I mean, I'm proud of you for really working through that and really kind of analyzing, you know, why you were feeling the way you were feeling, and being able to be like, hey, what I have now is so cool, and like I'm such a stronger version of myself. And because imagine if you were still that version of yourself that you were, you know, in that relationship that you were in, and you're able to compare the two, and you wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't where you were now.
It's kind of like the same thing with you, where it's like you're not seeking that validation from women so much. And I think that version of myself then was seeking so much validation from so many people, whether it was from the person I was in the relationship with, or where I was working, or anywhere.
Yeah.
And that is just not something that I want anymore. And it's not even in like a bad way. It's just not something that's important to me.
Yeah.
And so I think if I would have gone sooner, and if I would have like run into him or something, I think some sort of like fear would set in to where it's now, I think I would be able like to... It's like, it's fine.
Right.
You know?
Now you're like, I just want the beach. I want some tacos. I want...
My list of where I'm going to be eating.
Yeah.
Garage Boy and I have been working on that like the last 2 weeks, dude. Like the last 2 weeks.
That's all I'm worried about.
We started our list.
That's all I'm worried about. Just getting a little some tacos and some sunshine. And it's just funny how it changes, you know? Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Seriously really inspiring too. Like, I feel like... your San Diego is like my Philly.
Same kind of situation.
Yeah, like there's definitely reasons why I haven't gone back, because I feel like I'm not ready, but it's really cool to see you guys talk about that and like how you used to feel that way, and now, you know, whether it's not a fear of regression or running into someone or, you know, whatever it is, it's cool that you've moved past that, because I'm like, maybe I will get to like eat a cheesesteak and see my friends again someday.
You totally will.
It's cool seeing you guys like do that. It like makes me feel like maybe I'll get there too one day.
You will. Yeah. And like you mentioned, it's like if you're not ready, and like I don't think that's something that you have to force yourself to do. I think there's certain things that you just have to sit with for a while. Yeah. But I don't, I don't think you should let all the things that happen to you take Philly away from you, because you loved it so much. But it's just the process of getting there.
I was going to say, it does take time.
It takes a lot of time.
It does take time. So I would say don't rush it either.
Exactly.
You could easily traumatize yourself.
That's my fear, is I think there's still that part of me that does seek that validation. Like, I think I'll know I'm ready to go back when I no longer care that people believe lies about me there. Yeah. I think you'll know.
Like,
I'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. I think you'll know when it's time. You know what I mean? I think you'll know when it's time and when it feels comfortable.
And feeling excited, not feeling scared. I don't feel scared. I feel really excited.
And that's cool. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to hear about your tacos. Yeah. Just everything.
Should be good. We're 30 minutes. Oh, it says, I followed you both from the beginning in San Diego. Just wanted to say I'm proud of you both. Do what you need to protect your peace.
Thanks, Isabel. Yeah,
that's really sweet, Isabel. Thank you. Come eat some tacos.
Not to be an annoying producer, but we do need one more ad break.
Okay, let's take a break.
Cool. Sorry.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlotte.
So I almost made it to 1 year of celibacy because
how about that?
No, I was actually really proud of myself because I felt like I needed to like reset my relationship with like sex and like mostly sex.
Sex like, and you know, like, making love and you know,
like,
and that's a decision that you wanted to make for yourself.
Yeah, because okay. Like trigger warning, sexual assault, but following having that happen to me a few years ago, I feel like I got like hypersexual as a way to like try to reclaim my sexuality. Subconsciously I noticed I was doing that, which led me to having more sexual trauma. Imagine that. Like, wasn't the vibe. So I think I realized, like, when I moved back here, I just need to like chill out for a bit. And it was very easy to not have sex for a bit because I was because I was in a long distance relationship. Definitely helped. So the last time I had sex was when I was in Florida last summer in July.
Yeah.
So I was so close to making it a full year, and I've been so proud of myself because I feel like I really have reset that relationship. Like, I definitely still, like, there is a part of me that like craves male validation in some scenarios, and like I do still deal with that, but I think overall I feel way less like frantic and weird about it than I used to. I think I'm a lot better at like just like sitting with myself and like, instead of going to like toxic behaviors of the past of like trying to find someone to hook up with or something like that, like I'll just sit in my house and do my little painting, and like I think that's growth.
It is.
So that's been good.
But like, what's it like first time back after almost a year? You know what I mean? That's like,
no, but how did it go down?
Yeah, it's like, that's like, you know what I'm talking about? Let's get into the details here. Because after a year, like, bro, that better have been some real.
Look, all I'm gonna say is I really needed that.
Yeah.
I do think it's a little funny that I got a concussion literally the day after.
No.
It was like, needed to be banged so bad I banged my damn head.
Stop.
I take it as a compliment personally. That was me on the other end of that.
Literally.
But I think it's like, why did you? I think my question is, why did it have to be a year? Like, was it okay that you were just on your own timeline and it happened organically?
And like, why him? I mean, I so many questions. I feel like you're just kind of brushing through. I mean, which is fine. It's your story. But like, I just like, why, where, how, like, what's, why him? Like, what's, did you just decide like, is it now is the time? Like,
the vibe seemed good.
Heck
who
yeah.
Who is he?
I'm not trying to dox this man.
But I mean, like, what was the situation? Like,
like, it was like someone that I like reconnected with.
Okay.
That I kind of knew from my past.
Okay.
So there was like,
had you made love to him before?
No.
But the comfortability is there.
Yeah. And I think,
which I think is kind of necessary.
That was a big piece for me.
Okay,
was
like,
it's kind of necessary.
It's like, I know you. I know my friends know you. I know you're not going to do something absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely helped. And also like, getting to a place where I'm doing a little bit better with my breakup. So I don't know. They were just like,
oh,
that was so abrupt.
That bed is so short for unnecessary reasons, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know. It wasn't something where I like put a ton of thought into it and I was like, I'm gonna have sex.
So you
again.
Did you go into it knowing you were gonna do it, or were you just did the vibes?
Like
just
I was like 90%
okay,
sure.
So,
I was
right,
like,
right.
I was like,
so you were prepped and ready
happen.
To go just in case. All right,
but
all right.
But like
right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel good about it because it like wasn't traumatizing.
Good.
Like it was
heck
pretty
yeah.
chill.
Yeah.
That was like the best way it could have gone down.
No, exactly. Yeah. So now I'm just
are you gonna
like,
marry this man? Because you can't make love without marrying people, I heard.
That's what they do be saying. So
living in sin is what they call that, I think, right?
So yeah, I'm like partially like I'm mad I didn't make it to a full year.
Oh, you wanted
why?
It. You wanted it.
Just because it would have been a flex.
Whatever.
To say.
Well, listen, as someone that went years without having sex in their marriage, it's not all that it's cracked up to be,
no,
I can tell
I
you.
I think because it's like, I didn't have sex for the first time until I was 18. Mm-hmm. So I was like a late bloomer mm-hmm. in that way anyway.
Is that late bloomer? I guess it maybe kind of is, huh?
I feel like not.
That's a kind of normal.
Super late,
I think
but like
that's normal.
Is it normal?
Is it normal?
I think
okay.
it's like I think it's like normal high end, but like high end, like it's like still in the normal.
Maybe it's because I didn't even have my first kiss till I was 18.
Okay.
Like I
that's,
always had
yeah.
gay dates to prom, like stuff. Yeah. Like I just didn't have that like. I was very focused.
Exploring yeah. experience.
Yeah,
in high school. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like when I like
oh, not first date till age, not first kiss though till. 18.
No, I know.
What was your first kiss, Jess? You know?
I was 17.
First kiss?
Really?
I didn't do. I barely.
Well, your dad probably.
I barely left the house senior year. Barely.
Yeah.
Like barely left the house senior year of high school. And that was because my friends forced me. I was like afraid to go anywhere.
Can we do first kiss stories really quick?
Yeah, I would love that.
All right, let's go around the room. Start with Jess.
So.
Do we need music for it?
I snuck to this boy's house that I was like in love with all of middle school.
Yes.
And then we like would talk on and off like throughout high school.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What was his name?
I'm not saying his name.
Why?
Because.
Just first name.
No. I'm not saying his name. Because he sucks.
Oh, you. Why are you still mad about this,
what
bro?
Happened?
What the fuck?
I'm not. I just like.
What's
I don't.
The
he sucks. Not be something mad. Your
was
first
he a bad
kiss.
Kisser?
I can say that he sucks.
Why?
And like
why?
Still be.
Why
like,
is there aggression about it still?
My. Okay. This is a side tangent. Like, no shade, no tea, but like, okay, if I'm allowed to say somebody sucks, there doesn't need to be some like
but
fucking.
Why is there aggression
you know
about
damn
it?
Straight.
Why is there
damn
aggression
straight.
About it? Why?
Because.
Have you met men?
Because the way he went about like the whole ending of the situation is just so wackadoodle. And then there were other things that took place after the fact of like him, his brother asking me to help them get their music on the radio. And I was
ew.
Just like, you guys literally fuck off.
Well,
and
that's true. I forgot. You guys are 10 years younger. So you're a little less removed, I guess, than mine so far. And,
honestly,
and I guess if you were 18.
It would have been fine. But like for you to reach out to me after the fact asking me for shit when we're grown ups,
okay.
like get
so
out of here.
Okay. So yours is not as far removed.
No.
I haven't talked to my. I was in sixth grade, so it's been quite a few decades.
No, my first kiss was senior year.
Of high school?
Of high school.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was 17. And I like finally, and I was like in love with him all middle school. I was in love with him. And I really thought I was going to like marry him and all these things. So finally, like when we were actually boyfriend and girlfriend, like for real, I thought, oh my God, like this is it. This
aww.
Is like everything I've ever dreamed of. And I remember that I had like a butterfly clip in my hair and I was just so really excited. And I thought it was going to be this like magical thing. And it was like the scariest, most like wet, chaotic thing.
Tongue
I've
it.
Ever.
Well, at that point, right? You guys were doing tongue and everything,
well,
right?
Well, I guess, but my, for me, I'm like, I had never done anything.
Where
so
were you though?
I just
what was
wanted,
location?
I just wanted to like kiss.
What was location?
It was like in his
backyard
on
yeah.
like the side of his house.
Yeah, everyone's like, inside the house. I was side of the house.
Like
too,
side
so
of the
funny.
House.
Yeah.
And
what the hell?
I just wanted to like kiss him. But it was like what it felt like a fish. Like it felt like he was trying to like eat my face and the tongue was going everywhere. And it wasn't even in, it would like sometimes be inside of my actual mouth. But I just felt like he was like licking like it was like searching for my mouth.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was swimming in a sea of confusion.
You're like, I've waited 18 years for this. No, why?
So that was my first kiss.
I'm so sorry.
It was like scary.
Charlotte, what was your first kiss?
Mine, I actually was just looking him up on Facebook to see if I could find him. He has kids now. Shout out to him.
Shout out to his whole family.
I was a senior in high school and I went, my friend went to American University in DC. Mm-hmm. So I went to a party with her and like lied and said I was in college. So
yes, oh, wow. Classic.
This poor dude like kissed. Well, no, we didn't kiss that night. We like hung out. I got his number. I think it was a rugby party. And the cops came and I was like so scared because I was like a child and he was like comforting me. He was very nice about it. So then we hung out and we made out and I was like, whoa, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like an army boy. Wow. It was a pretty good first kiss.
He was how old?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't need to say that here. If she was a minor.
I was 18. I was 18. I was just about to graduate. Yeah. It was not that crazy.
Wow. Okay.
So, sorry for lying, King. Congrats on your kids.
I was in sixth grade. Her name was Melanie.
Melanie
Kerr, I think was her name. I wonder what she's doing now. I was so in love with this girl. Maybe it was fifth grade. Fifth or sixth grade. Maybe it was fifth. It may have been sixth. It was fifth, I think. We were at a party. It was like our birthday party or something.
And
it was, we like went outside on the side of her house. Why the side of the house? I don't know. Cause it was kind of like secluded,
secret.
Right? It's like, yeah, you can't go in the back, can't go in the front. It's like
spot.
The side.
Yeah, that's the only place you could go.
I don't really remember much about the kiss. I can't really tell you. I mean, this was literally three decades ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Nixon was the president still, I think.
Yes.
I still remember her. I remember having a crush on her. And
there were 12 stars on the flag.
Sounds like everyone's was better than Jess. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know. That's
I hate
but he hits you up for asking for music.
Bitch,
but I guess that's like Stockton shit though. Y'all all just hang out forever. Like
no,
that's
no,
so annoying.
No, yeah. All my friends all my like
y'all
legit
still,
friends that I have
talk.
Now, like I grew up with.
That's
and that's
so
just how it is.
Yeah.
But like so we actually started dating and it's like fine or whatever. And then the issue was he broke up with me without telling me that he broke up with me. He just stopped talking to me and stopped responding to me and we went to different high schools. So he just like legitimately
ghosted.
I got high school ghosted.
Yeah, that's crusty.
And then when I finally found out, it was like, but we broke up and I'm like, when did you say that? Like, I'm like looking through receipts. I'm like, you literally never said that. I was like, which is fine.
Well, that's
but like,
funny because you guys had text messaging back then.
Yeah, like, we're texting. And like,
you know.
After like ignoring me forever, then he's like, I mean, we're broken up. And I'm like, bitch, fuck you. Like, you have to say it. Like, I'm sorry, but you like, you need to type that out. Like, TTYL, my BFF Jess, never talked to you again.
At least that happened at 18,
not
28.
Not, you have to type it out.
Type it out. Say it to me. Never say it. If you're, I mean, you, whatever. He literally ghosted me. Didn't say a fucking word. Whatever. So I'm like, okay, fine. You broke my heart. You stole my first kiss. That was the worst moment of my life. It was scary. It was dark. It was wet. I was afraid. Mm-hmm. Cool. Fine. Taken. That was taken from me. And then, fast forward a few, I mean, barely a few years later, then his twin brother hits me up.
He's like, hey.
He's like, hey,
Jess. So I know that.
Yeah, I see you on the radio in San Diego. Congratulations. You know, me and your boy, you know, we got music going on. Like, it'd be really cool if you could, like, hook it up. I literally opened that message and I was like, leave me alone.
Solid.
You know?
Never talk to me again.
Okay, but hear me out. It would have been such a power move if you kissed the twin.
Yeah.
I don't, but they were both. No,
bring
it probably would have been bad too.
Kiss
them
on the live stream. That's next week when we get back. We're gonna kiss the twin.
This was good.
Yeah, what a fun little walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Get to have more sex.
Okay, there you go, Charlotte, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, next week you should have some extra free time.
That's so true.
Yeah, it shouldn't be as hard next week. So we're off next week. We will not have a new episode of the show. We'll be back the following week with tons of stories for all of your listening pleasure. I'll be in the Cayman Islands with my mom.
Oh, yay.
Jess will be in San Diego. Charlotte will be here holding down the fort. So thank you, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Y'all keep up with us in all of our adventures. I'm so tired. I got to go sleep. Jess, where do we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on IG and everything else.
Charlotte!
I am at PTSD Diva on Instagram, and I actually just started writing again on Substack.
Oh,
if you
want
to subscribe there, it's linked in my Instagram bio.
You need to explain Substack.
Yeah,
I don't
know what that is. I saw that you posted it, and I don't know what that means.
Is it an email that comes to you?
Yeah. So, well, you can subscribe for the emails. So it's basically like a newsletter that like comes to your mailbox.
I just type in my email address. So I'm assuming I'm subscribed.
And then
cool.
we basically
Thanks,
get
guys.
Your writing.
Yeah.
Cute.
Whenever I post. So
heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually weird. that you were talking about, what you were talking about this episode, because that's kind of what I'm exploring in my newsletter, is coming back to Baltimore after like having trauma here and how I'm reclaiming the city.
So, I think that's great. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys go go help out Charlotte and you know, go check out her content.
Thank
and I do a podcast called that Certified Mama's Boy. I'm like, what show are we on? Certified Mama's Boy. That's my podcast with my mom. And I have an Instagram. My handle is That Guy Kramer. I got to go to bed. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you for supporting this podcast. We love this one. It's so much fun. So thank you for doing that. And we'll see you. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.